Well, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Finding quick look behind, it keeps me reminded it's the flip side of life with the best yet to come. It's an age-old lament, like an old worn-out fable. Got to keep that day job to put food on the table. I'll work hard, play hard for as long as I'm able. The crest is behind us, but the road's not downhill so far.
Paper bag that holds a bottle. like the daddy's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep are rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your neighbor's son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings that song again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train called the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
See my baby cry, I got to find out the reason why I love. fix it if I can. That's the kind of man I am. You know she won't cry too much. I cultivate that tender touch. Let that loving lady know I'm a loving man. With you tonight, could be cruising smooth across countryside. Your sweet lady's by your side, she wants to keep you satisfied. Why don't you take that lady where she wants to ride? Why don't you take that lady where she wants to ride? Why don't you take that lady where she wants to ride?
Oh, the group Sidetrack from their album On the Flip Side, Treat That Lady Right. We also heard The Road Waltz. I love this stuff because it's just this side of quirky. Pretty neat. And also we heard The City of New Orleans with Randy Scruggs and John Prine doing the lead vocals. And it's sort of appropriate that John Prine do that because he wrote such a nice tribute to that song and Steve Goodman on Steve Goodman's first album. Steve Goodman, of course, the great songwriter and guitar player and singer, who died of leukemia in 1984, and part of that whole Chicago scene, and he and John Prine were roommates and showed up on a lot of each other's albums, especially Goodman playing guitar. Goodman played guitar for a lot of folks, Jimmy Buffett, even Tom Paxton. And it's just kind of neat that John Prine got to sing on The City of New Orleans along with Randy Scruggs and all those good players. Here's another kind of an interesting. This is along the same Americana lines. Cosmos Dream, Big Sky Blues is the name of the album. Some of you might identify with this. All right, here we go.
I got 10 new emails in my inbox. They're all from a relative of mine. She used to call me on the telephone. She's always online.
Grandma spends all her time on Facebook. Her social network's twice as large as mine.
She used to be a knitter. Now she uses Twitter.
Grandma's always online.
Birthday with a $20 bill inside. Now she sends me money through PayPal. Grandma's always online.
Grandma spends all her time on Facebook. Her social network's twice as large as mine.
She used to do her tatting.
Now she's always chatting.
Grandma's always online. Time. It was featured on the AARP website. Maybe they're all online.
Grandma spends all her time on Facebook. Her social network's twice as large as mine.
She used to pet the dog.
Now she writes her blog.
Grandma's always online.
Grandma's always online.
I'm on the road again, and I don't know when I'm gonna get back home to Hamilton. trip has been okay. But what I'm really trying to say is I just can't seem to lose these big sky blues. Some nights the crowd responds, some nights they just don't seem to catch on. But when they do, it's like it never ends. And when they finally close and that magic goes, well, I just can't seem to lose these big sky blues. Oh, Montana, I hear your silence call. Can you hear me singing these blues for you? I'm on the road. And though I'm with my friends, well, I just can't seem to lose these big sky blues.
That's the title cut from Cosmos Dream, Big Sky Blues, and Grandma's Always Online. Yeah. She used to be an intern, and now she does Twitter. That's pretty good. Grandma's Always Online. It's good stuff. It's Jen Obata wrote that. G-E-N. And I wrote both of those. Steve and Christy Niebel. Doing a lot of the instrumentation work. And, of course, their goodness, Steve especially, is an awesome songwriter. They've been around for a long, long, long time doing songs about Alaska and doing songs about all kinds of different things. She did a swing album a couple of years back. Great bass player, Christy Niebel is, and he's a good songwriter and good player, and he's kind of the entrepreneurial part of the whole thing, too. Steve Niebel is, and they're still hanging in there doing it. They were with a band, remember the Madrones with J.W. Sparrow, and that's all Steve and Christy Niebel. Here's a group, we're going to sort of slide into Celtic and New Age and all kinds of Celtic-y things. Here's a group, this is called Burning Bridget Cleary. Now, Bridget Cleary was in the late 1800s, 1880s, 1890s, right in there, and she died of asphyxiation, and she may have been burned alive. Her husband said she was a witch and said she had a changeling in her purse. And, of course, this is one of those kinds of stories that, you know, has got enough truth to it that's a little bit scary. And then it sort of goes into legend. But this group is called Burning Bridget Cleary is the name of the group. And they're awfully, awfully good. They are. Alrighty? Here we go. This is a couple of, like, three slip jigs. Ready? Going like this. Thank you. Skin the Peeler, Chloe's Passion, and Farewell to Wailingford, or something like that. Burning Bridget Cleary is the name of that group. We'll hear more from them. We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. We're halfway through the show. We still have an hour and a half's worth of music left to go. We have the McCalmans and the High Kings and the Chieftains. Mockingbird will be there. Oh, my goodness me. And maybe we'll play a little bit of me as well. Why not? Inland Folks production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back with lots, lots, lots more music. You just hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital. Next week, the hospital will host a blood drive on Thursday from 9 to 1. Walk-ins are welcome. Appointments can be made at 509-397-3435. Whitman Hospital is located on West Fairview Street in Colfax.
It's so nice to have sunshine, especially on your weekend, and expect it to last throughout the afternoon. But there is a slight chance for scattered rain or snow showers today. A high in Pullman of 43, Lewiston 52. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s, and then partly sunny again tomorrow, highs near 50.
world is made of sweat and toil, pushing muscle and elbow oil. We can't lie too long in the shade, 'cause every day must be remade. Some days we fall, some days we fly, but in the end we all must die. Our rotten flesh and broken bones will feed the ground that we call home. We'll feed the ground that we call home. And these sprouts grow from a fallen tree. This song will go on after me. So lift your heart and dry your eyes. It's another day to live and die. Another day to live and die. I've run naked in the wild. I've seen the beauty of a newborn child. And like the alchemists of old, I've tried to spin my straw to gold. Most times a giver, sometimes a thief. So full of hope, but prone to grief. But between freedom and despair, I know the truth is lying there. I know the truth is lying there. A new sprout grows from a fallen tree. This song will go on after me. So lift your heart and dry your eyes. It's another day to live and die. Another day to live and die. Don't you worry about me. Miles to go and the world to see. My life's been long and full and good. I've run this race the best I could. It's a short time here and a long apart. The same song rings in both our hearts. So take this guitar when I'm gone. Write your rhymes and pass them on. Write your rhymes and pass them on. A new sprout grows from a fallen tree. This song will go on after me. So lift your heart and dry your eyes. It's another day to live and die. Another day to live and die. A new sprout grows from a fallen tree. This song will go on. Another day to live and die, another day to live and die, another day to live and die. This feeling.
Carolyn Crusoe kicking it. Carolyn Crusoe plays around here. She's from the West Side. She sometimes does East Side gigs. She always plays the Bellingham area, Carolyn Crusoe, mixing up all kinds of jazz and pop. And she also plays the harp and the hammer dulcimer. She's pretty eclectic, is Carolyn Crusoe. We heard Ethereal Cowboy and Feel So Good from this album of hers. And we also heard from Burning Bridget Cleary, Another Day, which was written by Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott, and we heard a series of slip jigs. We're going to go into a set of jigs now with the band Portherhead, the Irish band Portherhead, and Burning Bridget Cleary all together, doing their thing together. Slip into some Celtic here. Here we go, Burning Bridget Cleary and Portherhead.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might someday rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's unknown to artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint without stint, I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds or fields of May. With her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds or fields of May. On a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now, away from me so hurriedly, my reason must allow that I have loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he loses his wings at the dawn of day. When the angel woos the clay, he loses his wings at the dawn of day. At the dawning of the day.
And simple rhyme, when you friends and all combine to share our country's story. Cold winter's past and gone, summer days are stretching long, and oh, the time we're staying on, but she is gently calling. Sovereign
lights and marriage vows, devoid of rights to stop the blood. That roar, the kingdom is united. Once all is past and gone, a chilling wind is blowing strong. The nights are hard and oh so long, another winter's come.
As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sat down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan town. Though out around the road I go, one seemed beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red coat leaf around me seeps the color of her hair. My gaze retreats, defies my feet, and once again I sigh at the broken pool of sky reminds the color of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross, each Sunday morning, where she can be found, and she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the gold and summer of her smile. To break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killeshandra bound, to work the week till I return to court in Cavan Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning, I'll rouse myself and back to her I'll go. As I walk the road from Killeshandra, weary I sat down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. The water and the road I go once seemed beyond compare. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair. Now I curse the time it takes to reach my Cavan girl so fair.
Oh, the Cavan girl, not to be confused with the cabin girl. Don't get that fouled up. It's Cavan, County Cavan there in the north of Ireland, I believe. Raglan Road, we also heard from the poet Patrick Cavan, or Patrick Cavanaugh, who wrote wonderful poems, amazingly intense poems about the famine, and wonderfully saga-like epics about the famine. I have a vinyl recording of Patrick Cavanaugh reading his stuff somewhere, and I think he reads Raglan Road on it. Raglan Road was, of course, originally a poem that was set to music. Great song. And in there are the McCalmonts and their reflections on Scotland and how Scotland was basically betrayed by so many, many people, and the recipient and the victim of so much betrayal. England, the sovereign might, reluctant neighbors, bitter fight, and marriage vows devoid of rights to stop the blood from flowing. Amanda Cully doing the playlist, Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. Email me at dasindaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. All right, you're going to be right back. And I got lots more music, got a calendar. Going to hear from Mockingbird, Mockingbird, Mockingbird. Listen to the Mockingbird. Coming right back. Hang on now.